This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa is watching Super Bowl commercials in the studio this morning.
I am. This is the only part of the Super Bowl that I, like, kind of enjoy. This and the halftime show.
But you're watching the Super Bowl commercials now and not during the actual Super Bowl.
Because I'm probably not going to watch the actual Super Bowl.
That's one thing. That has become a trend the past maybe 5 years, 7 years, where these companies who are spending millions on a Super Bowl commercial will release the commercial.
Oh, yeah, days before.
I think it's been weeks before. Like, there were, like, teasers that were sent out last week.
Teasers for the commercials?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That I had in front of me, and I purposely ignored them and did not play them on the show. Because I'm like, what is this? These are teasers for commercials. These are ads for ads.
That's kind of crazy when you think about it like that.
And I was like, I can't watch them in this way. And I know I might sound crotchety right now. Like,
no, but I get it, though. It's kind of, yeah, it's weird. Why are we watching teasers for commercials?
I don't understand why they're releasing I would think that the whole point is to spend all that money on that ad space during the Super Bowl.
And to have it almost be like a big reveal.
Right. And you would want people to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can think of is the thought process is we're spending so much money, we can't guarantee that anyone is going to see it during the Super Bowl. So let's just put it out there now and have it be on YouTube and TikTok and wherever else it is. Where did you see that Super Bowl commercial?
So I was just scrolling through Facebook and I saw it, and it was it was the Mountain Dew commercial with Seal.
Okay, so you saw it on social media though.
Yeah, I saw it on social. I saw like an article written on a music website that I checked. They had posted about it, so I was like, oh, this could be funny, and I clicked it, and it was hilarious. It was so funny. I immediately turned my computer around and was like, Bill, you got to check this out. This is so good.
But it's too soon. It's too soon to release these.
Oh, come on. It's this weekend.
I know. I guess I'm just old school. I want my Super Bowl commercials to be during the Super Bowl. I don't want to see them in advance. I don't want to go out of my way to watch commercials in advance. See, I do sound crotchety now.
Well, you're going to actually watch the game. I'm probably not. So if I don't watch them in my own free time, I'm not watching them.
Also, I'm not sure if the Super Bowl commercials have been as good as they were back in my day.
To be fair, though, they're not. They're not. That iconic Pepsi commercial, you know the one I'm talking about with Britney and Pink.
Refresh my memory on that
one. And Beyonce.
Was there a snake in that one, or am I?
They were in, like, the, oh my gosh, like the Gladiator, like, arena.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I don't remember that one.
Oh,
that's iconic.
The audacity for you to sit there and say, back in my day, the commercial, I give you like literally an A++ commercial and you don't know what I'm talking about.
I'll take a refresher on that. I'll go and rewatch that one.
Okay. I want to say maybe like 2001.
I thought you were going to say, what's up?
Oh, that's a good one too.
That's a great one.
It's a great one.
Back in my day, those were how good the Super Bowl commercials were. Was a that's all it was. It was a great commercial.
That's what they're going to write about Gen X in the history books.
All right. We are just getting started this morning. Did you go out last night? Did you go to your Dungeons and Dragons event?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear about that this morning. We'll have good vibes. Red Flag Friday. All that and more coming up. The Q Morning Show Friday morning.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. We hear you have a good vibe for us.
I do. So I signed on Facebook through the American Cancer Society to do 2 miles a day every day in February. So that's 56 miles total. I am on day 3. I'm actually currently doing my 2 miles right now.
Oh, you're walking. You're walking right now?
Yeah. And before my mom passed away of cancer, she used to do 5Ks. So I'm also doing this in memory of her.
Oh, wow. So is this the entire month of February that you're going to be walking?
Yes. 2 months every day for the entire month of February.
Wow. Okay. So 2 miles every day. About how long is that taking you?
So depending on where I walk, because it's not wanting to count the steps that I'm taking today, it could be anywhere between 43 minutes to an hour or so for me.
What an amazing tribute to your mom. Can you tell us about her for a second?
So my mom was an amazing person. I am the youngest of my siblings. And when it was just me and her, she did everything she could. It did not matter how much money we had or what we were doing. She would make sure that I came first. She made sure my music came first. She made sure that she tried to show up for every one of my musicals, every one of my performances. Even my freshman year when she was going through chemo treatment, she made sure she was at my university to watch every concert performance that I had. She was very supportive and very loving, and I miss her so much.
Thank you for telling us about your mom and for sharing that good vibe with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course, thank you guys.
It's Q104. 216-474-0104. Good vibes every morning at 6:55. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I'm playing the Stranger Things theme here because I don't know what else to play.
It's so fitting. I love it.
I don't have a Dungeons and Dragons theme song in here, so I know that they play that game on that show.
Yeah, this will work just fine.
They love the D&D on Stranger Things.
They do. They do. It was so much fun.
So how did you get introduced to this? And tell us what happened last night. Because I have no idea. Aside from watching the kids on Stranger Things play Dungeons and Dragons, I've never seen it before. I don't even know what happens.
This was my first time playing, too. I didn't really know, like, much going into it. I know that it's definitely, like, it's a campaign. So you play for, like, multiple weeks. Like, so you'll get together, like, once a week, usually, and you'll continue on your journey.
How did you get invited to play?
So I made a friend. Big day for Alyssa. I made a friend. And she had mentioned that her and her husband liked D&D or were interested in doing a campaign. And I was like, I really want to do that. Like, seriously, please, like, invite us. I really want to come.
Okay, so they set a specific night. It was last night.
Yeah.
Was it just the four of you?
No, so there was, I believe, six of us. Yes, there were six of us.
So two other people that you had not met before, were introduced to them last night?
Yeah, so I got to meet everybody last night, and we all sort of knew what characters we wanted to do, but there's like some numbers that go along with the game, so we had to figure those out.
Now, when you walk in the door, you knock on the door, and you're there. Are you in costume when you show up for this?
No, I don't know what you are thinking happens.
Because on Stranger Things, like, some kid is wearing, like, a cape. So I thought that you were supposed to dress up for a Dungeons & Dragons event.
This makes me wish that I was playing Dungeons & Dragons. Like, I wish that you were playing, too, so that you could have just shown up wearing...
wearing a cape and a helmet.
Yeah, like, whatever you're going to show. No, I just showed up in normal clothes.
Do you bring snacks? Like, did you bring, like...
We did bring some snacks. Okay. Brought some chips and guac and salsa.
Okay,
can't go wrong.
Very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there, like... some formalities, like small talk beforehand, before you sit down and get started? Or do you guys just sit down at the table right away and start playing?
No, we had like a nice little 30-minute like intro sesh. Because like I said, I didn't know everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just kind of, you know, chit-chatting and yapping, drinking a little drink.
Okay.
And eating some chips. And so then after that is when we were like, okay, it's time.
Let's get going.
Yeah, there was definitely a moment. Like, there was a clear, like, starting point.
Okay.
Because you have to get in the zone.
So, is this a game that you picked up quickly? Because it seems super complicated to play Dungeons & Dragons. And I have trouble with, like, the most simplest board games. Like, if it's not Monopoly or Clue, I think the worst thing to do is try to teach me a new board game because I don't pick it up that fast.
Oh, you're a nightmare to try to teach new games to?
Yeah.
Good to know.
So were you able to, like, pick up the rules and what you were supposed to do?
I'll be honest, I still have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, I still have no clue what's going on. Lucky for me, though, that is something that I don't need to know particularly because there's a dungeon master of the game that, like, basically runs the game.
Okay.
And tells you, like, when to roll your dice, like, really, like, holds your hand and, like, leads you through it.
Okay. And so that person was very helpful, the dungeon master.
Extremely. Extremely helpful.
What do you call the dungeon master? Dungeon master or?
DM.
Okay.
Dungeon master. The guy that is the dungeon master of our game, he's also playing a character in the game, too.
And what was your character?
So my character is a halfling rogue.
Hmm.
Yeah. and she has a whole backstory. We don't have enough time for me to get into it right now.
To learn about your character?
She has a whole backstory, but she's very charismatic. That's her highest skill.
And then your husband, Bryce, he was a character as well?
Yes.
Okay.
He's playing as a half-elf ranger.
So how did you guys do last night? Is there, like, a clear winner?
No.
Like, did you have setbacks? Did your character die in battle?
Luckily, no.
Okay.
No, I did not die, but I did definitely make some decisions that had me in harm's way and put others in harm's way in the game, too. In the game only.
Were they mad at you? Like, as you're playing the game...
I hope not. I just met these people.
Yeah, and you just... It's like the new girl's here, and she just put us all in harm's way. Were they, like, visibly annoyed with you?
No. No, we just started the game. So, like, it's not like I just came into it. Like, we just started. So we're kind of, like, setting the tone for everybody's characters and, like, what to expect. And right now, my little halfling rogue is just causing issues, not on purpose, like, but yeah, so there's no clear winner. It's basically like, it's basically like storytelling in real time. You're all telling a story. You remember when you played like popcorn in school?
No.
Okay. So, okay.
Sorry. Can't help you.
Like in school, like used to do this thing called popcorn where it's like, I'd say a sentence and then I'd popcorn it over to somebody else. And, like, you would either read out of a book or you would create a story that way. That's kind of like what Dungeons & Dragons is. You're creating a story on the spot.
Okay. I'd be so embarrassed if it was my first night and I just killed everybody in the room.
No, nobody died. Nobody died.
So you lived to fight another week.
But our wizard friend, he got kind of close, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I think his name is Cal in the game. I'm sorry, Cal.
So you're going to go back? You'll go and play again?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So hopefully this will be like an every week thing.
Every week?
Yeah.
That's a huge commitment.
I love a good standing hangout.
Wow. Okay.
Like already on the books.
All right. Well, I guess we'll get an update next week on how your character progresses through the realm of fairyland or whatever it's called.
Yeah, no, I will report back and I will let you guys know how how I do. I'll let you know if I die or if I kill, if I accidentally kill anybody in the game.
All right, we have Red Flag Friday coming up. So this is for people that are in fairly new relationships, okay? And Michael, is it Michael? Mike?
Mike.
He's been dating this girl and just found out that she is really into Dungeons and Dragons.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Come that's on. Not... That's a green flag. What are you talking about?
We'll find out what he perceives the issue to be in the relationship. Coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Red Flag Friday. Let's bring in Mike in Parma. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Okay, so Red Flag Friday. That means that, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, you're in a relationship right now, right?
Yes. I've actually been dating this girl for a few months now.
It's fairly new, and everything's going well?
I mean, she's, like, super cute, really sweet, and, yeah, I mean, I definitely like her.
Okay. However, Mike has noticed a red flag in this relationship. He's going to tell us about it right now. What's going on, Mike?
Yeah. Okay, so it's really started to stand out to me that past few times I've stayed over at her place, she always sleeps with the TV on.
Okay. Wait, is that...
Yeah, get rid of her. Dump her.
Is that, like, is that the red flag that you think it is?
You were right to call us. I don't know.
No, guys.
What is this girl doing?
That's not it at all. Like, it's not, I mean, I would prefer that, you know, she sleeps without the TV, but that's something I could deal with. It's the thing that she leaves the channel on, and it's always very weird, and I think it's potentially a red flag. It's always put on true crime shows, like, to go to sleep.
Huh.
Yeah.
True crime shows relax her?
I guess, and I'm not going to lie, I think it's kind of odd in general to enjoy true crime, but, like, mm-hmm. if you put it on literally to go to sleep, she literally put on a documentary about John Wayne Gacy, the crazy clown.
Oh.
And, yeah, and I'm like, tossing, I'm turning, and I'm listening to these horror stories about this sick man, and when I finally did fall asleep, you know, I started having the craziest, just ridiculous dreams that made me feel so uncomfortable.
No, I'm sure you did.
Yeah. Clown dreams. It was horrible.
Yeah, that's what you're going to sleep with in the background.
Yeah. It was very unsettling, unnerving, and I think it's a big red flag.
I just want to make sure that I understand. So your girlfriend turns on these true crime episodes. Now, is she sitting up and watching it and then gradually falls asleep, or she turns it on and then just lays down and tries to fall asleep at that point?
She turns it on and just, like, you know, just able just to drift into sleep. And I have no idea how she could drift off into a slumber with this crazy violence going on in the background. Like, that's got to be a red flag, right? Am I crazy?
I was thinking maybe the TV just needs to be on. Maybe it doesn't matter what show is on.
She could just be having it on for noise.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Like, maybe it's just on that channel. She doesn't care what's on.
But, like, I put true crime on when I'm going to bed. I've never thought twice about it.
Really?
Yes. Like, I totally get why you would have alarm bells going off that this seems like a red flag, but I actually don't think it is.
Maybe it's a red flag if she is somehow comforted by these stories.
Yeah, that might be concerning.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't think it's necessarily a red flag. Do you think it's a red flag?
No, I don't think it's a red flag, but I do find it kind of funny, like, Mike, just hearing you talk about it like this, because this, I feel like this is probably what my husband thinks about me.
I don't know how he couldn't. I mean, it's very, very uncomfortable.
216-474-0104. Mike's girlfriend turns on true crime episodes in the bedroom. There's slashing and screaming and just disturbing things coming out of the TV.
Mike is having some crazy dreams.
Is this a red flag? Anybody that can relate to either Mike or is there someone else that does this in their bedroom? 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Red Flag Friday. We just talked to Mike, who is in a relatively new relationship.
Yeah.
And things are going well. He's happy. He likes her. And he's recently started doing sleepovers at her house. And has noticed the past few times, as he is laying down his head at night, that this girl likes to turn on true crime on the TV and then fall asleep.
Like when they're going to bed.
And she falls asleep instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And he spends the night
just tossing, yeah, turning, listening to the horrors of these TV shows.
He's terrified. Kate and Berea, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this a red flag on her part?
No, you know, I was telling Bill and Melissa, I was telling you guys that I was laughing while listening to this. I don't think it's a red flag. I think it's kind of weird, yeah. But then I was also suggesting that he asks her to put something else on. And then if she doesn't, well, then he can walk away if he wants to. Is it a red flag? No, it's just weird.
Yeah, start there. Ask her to put something on. Maybe it's not the subject of what she just needs the background noise. She needs the white noise of the television.
We got a text kind of alluding to that. Says, I turn something on that I'm not going to end up getting super interested in because then I'll stay up later. So maybe she's turning it on because she won't watch it.
Interesting theory.
Right? A little
could
reverse psychology.
Natalie in North Ridgeville, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Is this a red flag that she watches true crime at night?
No,
falls
not
asleep
at all
to it?
No, I watch it every night because it's so predictable. Like the ones that are like the datelines, the 2020s, you know what's going to happen. So I watch it to go to sleep at night as well because it is predictable.
It's predictable and because it ends in a murder?
And you always know it's going to be the husband or the wife or whatever. Or they get
every time
a little clue. But I wear headphones. I wear headphones to not disturb my husband, you know. But, I mean, this, I kind of think the boyfriend was acting a little crazy. I think that he's a red flag to be so worked up over her watching a true crime documentary. So, I don't know. I that's just a joke. But, no, I don't think it's a red flag whatsoever.
Natalie, doesn't this disturb you at all by putting in headphones and listening to this type of content as you're trying to fall asleep at night?
No, because again, it's something that's been in the news. It's something that you would see on the Today Show or something.
Yeah.
It's not like I would never watch something that's a reenactment, you know, with knives and all this kind of stuff. That would be way too stressful. I don't watch that kind of stuff just in normal life. But this is just kind of like more like a news, like a documentary, kind of just explaining what happened, talking, interviewing the family members. It's kind of boring, and it's interesting enough to kind of get me hooked for a little bit, and then I fall asleep after a few minutes.
Gotcha. All right. Taylor is listening to us in Akron. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this you too? Is this something that you do? You fall asleep to true crime every night?
Every single night. I'll even warn if I have a friend sleeping over or anything, if they're in a different room, I tell them, if you hear somebody in my bedroom, it's not a person. It's just a murder podcast.
Don't worry. That's just my murder podcast I put on to go to bed.
Everything's fine.
I do the same thing.
What's that?
I put on true crime podcasts to go to sleep.
Do you put the headphones in, or do you have it like on an external speaker? On your phone?
I just play it through my phone.
And Bryce is fine with this.
I mean, I'm sleeping, so I don't know if there's a problem.
You guys have different sleep schedules, though, right?
We do. Our sleep schedules are not really matched up, so it doesn't really bother him. He usually is like starting to go to bed as I'm waking up in the morning.
So I think what we're telling Mike is maybe find out if she would be interested in switching to something else to fall asleep to.
Yeah. I also like, I can't remember exactly who said it, but thinking of it more like a documentary, maybe take the true crime aspect out of it and just look at it as a documentary. It's just like a kind of boring thing to put on TV.
Yeah,
as background noise.
I say put on C-SPAN.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just, you know, just nonstop speeches.
Yeah, cannot get any more boring than that.
Go with that. The Q Morning Show. It's Q1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
104, good morning.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Monica in North Ridgeville, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Question 1. What city is hosting the Super Bowl this year?
New Orleans.
Question 2. In the movie Monsters, Inc., there was Sully and Mike, but what was the name of the little girl who wandered into their monster world?
Boo.
Question 3. An octopus has more or less than 5 hearts?
More.
Question 4. If I want to copy someone on an email, I would use the CC feature. But what does CC stand for?
It means... I have no idea.
Final question. The first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic.
Amelia Earhart?
All right, Monica, let's get Alyssa back in here first.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
You didn't do too bad, Monica.
Okay, that's good.
You want to take a guess on how many you got correct?
2?
3. You did better than you thought.
Okay. All right, cool.
And now Alyssa is back. Alyssa, meet Monica in North Ridgeville.
Oh, good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
So you heard it. You need 3 to tie and 4 to win. Let's go. What city is hosting the Super Bowl this year?
New Orleans.
Question 2. In the movie Monsters, Inc., there was Sully and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the name of the little girl who wandered into their monster world? Oh, my gosh. Let's move on to question 3. An octopus has more or less than 5 hearts?
I'm going to say more. No.
Sorry, it's less. Both of you missed that one. An octopus has 3 hearts.
That's a lot of hearts.
That's a lot of loving that an octopus is able to give.
So much love in an octopus.
Question 4. If I want to copy someone on an email, I would use the CC feature.
Mm-hmm.
But what does CC stand for?
Carbon copy.
Oh, my gosh. She got that one. Final question. The first woman pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic.
Amelia Earhart.
That's correct. Alyssa wins today 4-3.
Ooh.
Oh, Monica.
These questions get a little tough sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what, Monica? It should be a fun time if you are a fan of Train and or Edwin McCain.
Oh, yeah.
You are a fan of Train?
Yes, and Edwin McCain.
Okay, so in Youngstown this August, you have tickets, Monica.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you. My name is Monica, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Yeah, so not only is Alyssa not really interested in the Super Bowl on Sunday, will probably not watch, she doesn't care about things like, is Patrick Mahomes going to throw the first touchdown pass or is Jalen Hurts going to throw the first touchdown? You know, is Travis Kelce going to catch a touchdown?
Yeah, that's not something on my radar.
How many yards is Saquon Barkley going to run for? Alyssa doesn't care about any of those things. However, there are bets, things that you can actually gamble on that have nothing to do with football that you find interesting, right? Did you find some?
These are all, I'm not a gambler for no reason. I just don't like to do it.
No,
but
me either.
Yeah, like I go to Vegas, I'll root you on, but I also am like the angel on your shoulder. Like you should stop now.
I'm not allowed.
Oh, you're not allowed to play.
Paula doesn't let me gamble.
Oh, I let Bryce go for it. I'm just like, I'm not going to do that, though. I don't have fun when I'm losing money. Like, it will ruin my time.
Paula doesn't let me spend my own money.
Well,
she'll bring up many examples of things of what we could do with that money instead of gambling on it.
And are they good reasons?
Well, of course they're good reasons.
Well, there you go.
But what's the fun in that?
That's fair. Yeah, so I'm not a gambler, but I do always love looking through these just to see what people are betting on that doesn't have anything to do with sports.
So what did you find that you find enticing?
Okay, so the first song of the halftime show with Kendrick Lamar, what is that going to be? Some people are thinking it's going to be Humble. Remember that one from 2017? I don't think it's going to be Not Like Us.
I don't think he's going to kick off with that.
Yeah, he can't kick off with that one.
Right.
I'm hoping for maybe like a really old school, like Backseat Freestyle. That's like over 10 years old. But that was like my first intro to Kendrick.
Okay.
So, first song of the halftime performance. Of course, another prop bet. Will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift? We've been talking about this. No.
At halftime?
No. This one is just in general at the Super Bowl.
But I've seen where some people are predicting like it's going to happen at halftime. It's not going to happen at halftime.
Oh my gosh, DeLulu land over there.
You can bet on that and probably get, I mean, the odds would be astronomical, but it's not going to happen. I still say that's a losing bet.
There's no way. This bet, it does not look like people are thinking that's going to happen. I don't even know what the numbers mean. So bear with me, but it's got a negative 2,000.
Negative 2,000 to bet on if Travis is going to...
Yes. I don't know what that means.
I don't understand. It has something to do with odds.
Yeah, it's something to do with odds. But seeing that there's a negative, it doesn't look like the odds are good.
See, I think I would have thought it would have been the other way around. I would have thought that it would be a positive because it's such an unlikely thing to happen. I still think... I would like to bet on these two things, if I could. With my imaginary money that I'm not allowed to spend. I want to bet that Travis is going to propose after the game and that Taylor is going to show up at halftime and sing Bad Blood with Kendrick. Both of those things you can bet on.
Yeah,
right
I can get down with the second one. I don't think he's going to propose. I just don't.
I don't
see a world.
I just want to see it happen.
Okay. So you're not actually thinking it's going to happen. Right. You want to see it happen. You're trying to manifest it. So another prop bet that we have, this one happens every year, the length of the national anthem.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Over, under, how long is it going to be? That's got to be really, like, nerve-wracking as you're sitting there watching the game, though. If you bet on this and you're sitting there watching your stopwatch, like, oh, my God, wrap it up.
Who is singing the national anthem this year?
John Batiste?
Okay.
I don't know. It says he's been nominated for 22 Grammys and he's won 5 times. I don't know who he is.
See, whoever is singing the national anthem, I would think that you would want to place a bet on yourself.
Yeah, I would think so.
Like if the over under is like say 9.
Can you do that?
If it's 9, I don't know.
Yeah, can you do that and then you just like start like rushing through the very like the last couple of lines and the home of the brave. Like
like if it's 90 seconds. If they say if the over under is 90 seconds. And then you stretch it out so it's like a minute 20.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. 90 seconds is a minute 30.
Yeah.
I can't do math in my head. So, yeah, if you make it a minute 40, minute 45.
Yeah.
You would win some money.
You would win some money. I don't know how legal that is.
It's probably not legal.
And then the last prop bet, this is my favorite one, the color of the Gatorade bath.
Oh, do they always? I guess they always still do that. Yeah.
What color do you think?
It's usually lime, isn't it?
You're asking the wrong person. I have no idea.
All right, I bet lime.
I'm going to bet orange.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can revisit that on Monday. We'll see if either of us were right.
We'll check in and we'll find out about all of our prop bets on Monday.
Love it.
Sounds good. All right, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play one more time in this show. 8:55 this morning. Edwin McCain and train tickets for this summer. Sabrina Carpenter, the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you. We want to continue a conversation we were having earlier this morning. Because during Red Flag Friday, we heard from Mike, who was concerned. He thought it was a red flag that his new girlfriend enjoys turning on true crime, like documentaries on TV, and then falling asleep.
That's what she puts on to go to bed.
It was disturbing to him, but then... a bunch of people called and texted and said they do the same thing.
And I do, too.
Listen to true crime prodcasts.
Prodcasts.
They listen to prodcasts. And I think it's fascinating. What I want to get into is, how do you fall asleep? Because wasn't there a... This was in the news this week, wasn't
it? Yeah,
there?
I saw... I pulled it up. There was this new study that had come out. Oh, man, and I just freaking lost it. But there was this new study that came out basically saying that more than a third of Americans cannot sleep in silence.
That's me. That's me now.
So you can't sleep when there's no sounds at all.
I used to need and require complete silence in the room.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, something in my life changed where now I needed like that white noise.
Mm.
I needed something.
Yeah, and that number actually goes up for Gen Z. 49%, so almost half of Gen Z cannot sleep in silence. I can sleep in silence. If I'm really tired, I can. But if I'm just laying down on a normal night to go to sleep, I'm putting something on the TV. It's really hard for me to go to sleep when there's nothing else happening in the background.
What I used to enjoy, and it wasn't like this happened every night, but I still remember in college at Kent State, by mm-hmm. my apartment, when the train would come through.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I lived right by the train my last year in Kent, and it's one of the things that I miss.
Yeah.
From living down there, because it's just nice white noise when it goes by.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have examples of what I use now that I'll share with you coming up. But I just want to find out, what do you use to fall asleep? Is it something unusual?
Is it like a white noise machine?
Yeah. What is it that you use? Because unless you need silence. If you need silence.
Yeah, that's fine, too. Call us and tell us that.
216-474-0104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, how do you fall asleep at night? Do you need white noise? Do you need complete silence? I used to need silence.
And something changed?
Something happened, and now I'm addicted to using these noise apps. I'll play the examples of the ones that are on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Coming up. Sandy in Middleburg Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
Sandy, how do you sleep? Wasn't that Jesse McCartney song?
Oh, I think so.
It's been quite a year. How do you sleep? I should have had that
no
ready.
No light, no noise, nothing.
No, so you need silence.
Yeah, you need true silence.
Yeah, I can't fall asleep with the TV on.
Now, how does that work in your relationship, Sandy?
It's tough.
Does your husband need some white noise?
At times, he'll give in and turn the TV off, but...
See, the TV is the one thing that I can't use. Like the
really?
TV, yeah, I don't even have a TV in the bedroom.
I did know that, and I know Paul is against it.
It can't be the TV, it can't be music.
Okay.
It has to be something else making noise.
Okay, so Sandy, I question for you, though. So you have to have silence. If somebody turns the TV on while you're sleeping, do you wake up?
No.
Okay.
But I can't even have light. Like, sometimes I turn the cable box light around.
Do you have black, what do you call,
blackout curtains.
Blackout curtains?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You have those?
Yes.
That's a good idea.
I got like a little eye mask. That's what I use.
All right, Sandy, any other questions for us?
No, but you guys went to Kent?
Yeah, we both did.
Yes.
We both graduated from Kent.
Different
years. When did you graduate?
When did you graduate, Alyssa?
2015. This year will be 10 years.
And I graduated in 2014.
And I graduated in 2004.
You know Bill did not actually graduate in 2014. That's
no.
A total lie. 2004. Let's go Flashes.
Yeah, Flashes.
Yeah, we love it. Flashes forever, baby.
We used to think that we were the only radio show that had Kent State grads as the hosts.
Oh, are we not?
And then we found out about...
We own a
sports station here. There's a sports show. Andy Baskin and Jeff Phelps, both Kent State grads.
Yeah, so.
They had it first.
Oops.
Davin in North Olmsted, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you sleep, Davin?
I fall asleep watching true crime.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Okay, so you do this too.
Yes, I do. I watch it on my phone or on my iPad because, again, we don't have a TV in our room. and my husband thinks it's terrible.
Okay, so it bothers him.
Yes, but something I did at the start of the new year, my New Year's resolution, has been not falling asleep watching that. So I've been doing pretty good with that. So that's how I'm going to help him out this year.
What have you been putting on? What have you been putting on in the background, like, instead? Like, what's your go-to right now?
I've been trying to do nothing at all.
Oh.
And that's been going okay. And just kind of vibing out or reading before bed to get sleepy enough.
Yeah.
So that's been working. So
hey, if it works, then go with it.
I don't know if I can go back to silence. So I'm using this, I use this app called Rain Rain.
Okay.
And the reason that I chose it is because it's free.
Oh, good reason.
Sometimes there's an ad, but they have like a bunch of noises that are free. So currently I'm listening to thunderstorms. So this is how I fall asleep at night now, with the thunderstorm.
I feel like it would just make me have to pee.
Maybe that's why I'm getting up twice in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's what you're going to sleep with. That's definitely why you're getting up twice in a night.
But they have all different kinds of rain noises. They have brown noise. I use brown noise a lot.
What is brown noise?
They have all kinds of noises that are colors. And I would love to play them for you, but brown noise is the only one that's free.
Oh.
Like if you want blue noise or green noise.
You got to pay for those.
You got to pay for those. Brown noise is the only one, for whatever reason, that's free. So that it's the Rain Rain app that I use.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to stick to my true crime.
Love those free apps.
Love my true crime.
Wherever you get your podcast, your true crime podcast, right?
Hey, we have a podcast, too. It's all Kent State.
All updated this weekend, too, by the way. The Q Morning Show, Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, do you have your outfit picked out, all ready to go for Cupid's Undie Run tomorrow?
I'm getting my finishing touches today after the show.
What do you still need?
I still need my shorts.
Okay.
Yeah, I still need my boxer shorts. That's what I'm looking for, at least. If I can't find them, then we'll have to pivot.
I have those. I have a new pair of boxers that Paula bought me. Now, I will also wear boxers underneath those boxers.
Okay, good.
Because I am not confident in any kind of wardrobe malfunctions.
If you're wondering why we're talking about underwear right now.
We're going to be wearing underwear.
Did we say that we're doing Cupid's Undie Run tomorrow?
Well, I was leading into that.
Okay, we were getting there eventually. Sorry. We were burying the lead.
Tomorrow, we're wearing underwear for about 4 hours. Cupid's Undie Run
is
tomorrow.
Yeah, something we don't ever do. We never wear underwear. So this is a big day.
Not on the outside.
No, yeah, that's, yeah.
So that's tomorrow, and there's still plenty of room for you to join us at the Draft Room, Huntington Bank Field. That's where the Browns play. We'll be there right around noon tomorrow. So the party starts right around then. You can register now, Q104.com, find the link, use the promo code radio, sign up your friends, come join us. Day drink tomorrow.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time to me.
And then the run part, the undie run part. At some point, we'll go outside and we'll kind of jog around a little bit, and then we'll go back inside and warm up and continue the party. Raising a bunch of money for NF and the Children's Tumor Foundation.
Oh, I actually just checked on the goal. So their goal is to raise $90,000.
Yeah.
So close right now.
Oh, come on.
$84,300 raised so far.
I know we hit goal last year.
So, we're so close to hitting the goal this year. So if you don't have anything to do tomorrow and you want to get in on this, get in on it.
I think that winter weather is going to stay away until tomorrow night. So I think it's going to be a great day for Cupid's Undie Run tomorrow. Again, Q104.com. Find some more info there or at cupids.org. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll have a Q keyword so you can win a $50 gift card to Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. And we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge next. One more time to end the week to win some Train and Edwin McCain tickets.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Cindy in Stowe, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well. You are going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions?
I am. Let's do it.
Question one. What artist had sharks dancing in their Super Bowl halftime show?
No idea.
Question two. The name of the actor that played Mark Zuckerberg in the movie The Social Network?
I don't know that either.
Did you see that movie?
I did. I did see that movie.
Just don't know the actor?
I don't know the actor, nope.
Okay, let's get more general knowledge trivia questions here. Question three. Venison is the name of the meat of what animal?
Deer.
Question four. This country is also known as the land of the rising sun.
Oh, God. Japan?
Final question. Who is known as the father of electricity?
Thomas Edison.
Cindy, let me get Alyssa back into the studio.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Cindy, how do you think you did today?
Horrible.
Why do you think it was horrible?
Because I didn't know a few of them.
You didn't know the first two.
Right. And I know that one guy's name was Jesse, but I don't know his last name. So.
Okay. Don't say anything else because Alyssa is in the studio.
Hello.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You did well after that, though, Cindy. You got 3 out of 5 today.
Wonderful.
Let's see how Alyssa does in comparison with you. She needs 3 to tie, 4 to win. Let's go. What artist had sharks dancing in their Super Bowl halftime show?
Katy Perry.
That's correct. Left Shark was the most popular, if I remember correctly.
Iconic.
Question two. The name of the actor that played Mark Zuckerberg in the movie The Social Network?
Oh, Jesse Eisenberg.
Also correct. Question three. Venison is the name of the meat of what animal?
Deer. Oh, deer.
Also yuck. I've never tried it, but
I haven't either.
I have no desire to.
I'm okay.
Gross.
Question four. This country is also known as the land of the rising sun.
Oh, I feel like I should definitely know that. Land of the rising sun. Is it China?
It is Japan.
Ah.
Cindy got that one. Final question. Who is known as the father of electricity?
Thomas Edison.
He is. That means Alyssa got 4. Cindy got 3 today, so Alyssa is the clear winner of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Whew. All right.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Cindy, however, thank you for being a contestant today on Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Of course.
We have tickets for you to see Train and Edwin McCain this summer in Youngstown.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
What do you take to get to Youngstown from Stowe?
The Turnpike.
Take the Turnpike. There you go. So you got a Turnpike trip for you.
I'm heading there.
This August.
Wonderful. My name is Cindy, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.